following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
At Studi, stays in the back row. Connor has to run it down. Squires gets a roll across, dug out there by Shea Taylor. Malcolm will swat it across. Stars on offense, slide it to Oprek. She'll take it off the block, and it's going to be good. Tally Oprek gets her sixth kill, 27-26, Kearney Catholic.
Tonight, it's a top 10 matchup in Grand Island as the 9th-rated Central Catholic Crusaders host the 2nd-rated Kearney Catholic Stars. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Leesmeyer off the block. Great dig in the back row by Flaherty. Returned by Benton. Set to the outside. Humphrey off the block. Again, Flaherty with the dig. Set to the outside. Morvick tips it over. Dug out. Taylor returns. It's on Central Catholic side. Match point. Here's Morvick. She'll drive it across and down.
4 years, the Stars couldn't overcome the Crusader dynasty, but now Kearney Catholic is the defending state champion, and Central Catholic hopes to hand them their first Class C loss of the last two seasons. It's the Stars and Crusaders coming out next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Central Catholic with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. From Grand Island Central Catholic, it is time for high school volleyball on this Tuesday night. It was a little bit of a wait, but it should be worth it when Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic get ready to play volleyball. Teams that have years of state tournament experience. Of course, the Stars, the defending champions, and Coach Sharon Zavala's crew has plenty of trophies in their case as well from the state volleyball tournament. Kearney Catholic took care of the freshman and JV matches. It went three sets in the freshman and two sets in the JV. Then it was parents' night for all girls' sports. So we're a little late in starting, but should be a good matchup tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Dudu along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. There's plenty of volleyball going on around the state of Nebraska and around the area tonight. We've already got some scores in for you. Blue Hill was a winner over Lawrence Nelson tonight, 25-16 and 25-14. Gothenburg was a winner over Chase County. Sandhills-Thedford beat Anselmo-Myrna. Twin Loops beat Sandhills-Thedford. And that's just some of the early triangular scores that we had from tonight. Other matches, Kearney High is at home tonight. They've got a triangular going on in their gymnasium with Lincoln East and Norfolk. Grand Island is on the road tonight playing at Lincoln Southwest in a duel. Those are two of the top 10 teams in Class A. And Hastings is on the road at York. Pius is down the road at Aurora in a very big matchup there between teams that have been perennial powers. So some good ones there. Cambridge, Franklin, Gibbon, Harvard having triangulars or four-team tournaments tonight, as is Hastings-St. Cecilia. But tonight, a duel. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic. And we'll be back to look at the starting lineups of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget there's also baseball going on tonight on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. It is the National League wild card game, and Pittsburgh has scored two in the bottom of the second to lead Cincinnati 2-0. Pirates leading Cincinnati bottom of the second on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's match, brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Kearney Catholic is your visiting team tonight. Here is their service rotation. Number 4 is a 5 foot 6 inch junior, Whitney Colling. Number 8, 5'9 junior middle blocker is Callie Oakbrick. Number 6, 5'8 sophomore outside hitter leading the team in kills is Maddie Squires. Number 5, the 5'7 senior center, 4-year starter, Shayla Connor. Number 17, 5'11 junior outside hitter is Paige Herbert. And number 7 is a 5 foot 7 inch sophomore outside hitter, Courtney Shundoff. The libero is number 23, a 5'5 junior in Morgan Studi. Also, you will see Mackenzie Smith coming in to serve and play the back row for the Kearney Catholic Stars, who are coached by Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. Kearney Catholic is 10-5 on the season, but they are ranked number 2 in C1. All of those losses coming to Class A and B schools, Waverly, Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln in Iowa, Waverly again, and Elkhorn. For those 5 losses coming the first weekend of the year at the Beatrice Tournament, their only other loss was to Aurora in the championship of the Kearney Catholic Invitational. And Kearney Catholic hasn't played much since that Kearney Catholic invite back on Saturday the 14th. They swept Centura and beat Wood River, a couple of very good Luplat Conference teams. And then they will be in Ord for a triangular with Donovan Trumbull, which we'll also have for you Thursday here on Classic Hits. For Grand Island Central Catholic, here is their starting rotation. Number 5 is 5'8 senior outside hitter Sam Moravik. Number 10 is a 5'9 senior middle hitter Elise Granup. Number 3, 5'7 sophomore center Sadie Gehring. Number 14, 5'10 junior outside hitter Emma Benton. Number 7, 5'8 senior middle hitter Allison Ostick. And number 4, 5'6 senior back row specialist Kelsey Flaherty. The libero, number 1, 5'6 junior is Katie Golka. Head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic is Sharon Zavala, assisted by Brittany Ashy, Jillian Hoagland, and Sarah Raggi. They are 10-6 on the season, ranked 9th in Class C1. They were beaten by Minden in the Holdridge Invitational this weekend, squeaked by St. Paul in 3 sets, and beat Holdridge. Some of their other losses were to Omaha Concordia, Grand Island Northwest, Columbus Scotus, Minden, and Hastings St. Cecilia. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll be back with more after this.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as the national anthem and pregame prayer have won in the books. And now the starting lineup is being introduced here by Tom Ostebure of Grand Island. Let's take a look at some of the specifics here for Kearney Catholic. They're a little bit more balanced up and down the line here, trying to find their way early on in this season with some young girls, what their roles would be. But Maddie Squires, the sophomore, leads the team in kills this year. Right behind her is Callie Oprick, and then Paige Herbert and Kylie Teal. You've got Callie Oprick also leading the team with 23.5 ace blocks on the year. And when it comes to serving, Morgan Studi with that powerful jump serve has 20 ace serves this year. Mackenzie Smith and Shayla Connor also there in the top three in ace serves. For the Central Catholic Crusaders, Emma Benton and Sam Morovic are 1-2 in leading the team in kills, 191 and 166. Even though they've played only one more match, they've played quite a few more sets on the season than what Kearney Catholic has. Their top server is Sam Morovic with 21 ace serves on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic serves at just a little bit better clip. Kearney Catholic 92.5%, 89% for Grand Island Central Catholic from the service line this season. And they're pretty balanced in blocks, although that's not a strength of the Central Catholic team. Elise Gradup, Emma Benton, and Allison Ostick are all right there at 13 or 14. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. See your New Tech Seed dealers, Terry and Jason Stark, proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. Near you, all your seed needs are taken care of by Terry and Jason Stark or your New Tech Seed dealer. We'll serve it up between Kearney Catholic and Central Catholic next.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Kearney Catholic will serve it away, and Whitney Colling as the Stars move from left to right, the Crusaders from right to left. As you view it along your radio dial, and a strong serve picked up in the back row there by Katie Golka. Grand Island Central Catholic goes middle attack from off the net. Picked up by Herbert, set outside. Squires with the first swing, and it's off the back row defender for the kill. For Squires, she was just close enough that Central Catholic had to try to play the volleyball. And Squires, who leads the team in kills this year, will get the first one of this match. Best of five here in the dual season. And Colling to serve it away. Whitney with the left hand serve deep that time and out of bounds. And you have to expect both teams will try and serve strong here tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic. It'll be Sam Morovic to step back and fire it away. Morovic, plenty of experience here for this Crusader ball club. As it serves across to Herbert, she passed it into the net. That'll be an ace serve. So Morovic steps right up and gets the ace serve. And Central Catholic, two straight points on serve, one an air and one an ace, 2-1. This one's a little deeper. Herbert's pass off the mark. It's another ace. And so they have found a spot that they want to go here with the serve. And Coach Chris Connor with some quick fundamental coaching on the sideline. And if they keep going there, we may see a substitution. This time it will be the libero Studi to pick it up. Slide middle. Oprick blocked. Ace block. Grand Island Central Catholic. We talked about how they weren't very strong in that department. But Emma Benton steps up and gets the first one. And the Crusaders are quickly out to a 4-1 lead. Studi on serve receive. Connor sets outside. Squires from off the net. Drives it just off the back line and out of bounds. 5-1. So we haven't really had any rallies yet. And Central Catholic off to a good start. Morovic fires it across the Studi. Close to the net. Dumped across by the setter, Connor. Picked up back row by Morovic and passed across by Benton. Dug out there calling. Set to the outside. Squires drives it near corner and got the kill. Maddie Squires with her second kill. The thing about these young Kearney Catholic girls, it's another group, even though they're young, that have grown up together playing all the way through 5th, 6th grade. Of course, Rick Squires' daughter, Maddie Squires, the UNK coach, has them all together. Mackenzie Smith now comes in to serve. Strong into the back row, set to the outside. Down the near line is Benton, and she hit it off the antenna on the net and out of bounds. So quite a few errors both ways early on here. And Smith to serve. Mackenzie floats that one far corner. Morvick tied her up. Nobody's going to be able to quite get enough hand on it to keep it in play. Point, Kearney Catholic. There were three touches, but not quite good enough for the ace, but also nowhere near in getting back over the net. So Kearney Catholic trying to tie it here. Smith even deeper. Morvick has to play him. Here is the set by Gehring. Right side attack. Driven across strong by Gradup. Dug out by Colling to the outside. Squires blocked. Ace blocked. Central Catholic's Elise Gradup. Neither one of these teams are overly tall. Granon Central Catholic hasn't had a tall team for quite a while. Of course, Kearney Catholic had all those trees last year. And this year, the tallest starter is 5'9", so a whole different ball game there. Here's Madison Liske in to serve it away. She is the lone freshman on the roster. The mini jump serve is a knuckleball that stays in the back row. Connor bumps set to the 10-foot line. Studi drives it across. Morvick will get it up front. Middle attack here for the Crusaders is off the back line and out of bounds. From Ostick, side out, Kearney Catholic, 6'5", GICC in the opening set. And into the front row, Courtney Shundoff for Kearney Catholic, and now Studi with the serve. And she set that one deep. Second service error here for Kearney Catholic. And for the Crusaders, it'll be Laura Lowry to check in. We were talking about Liske. We joked that Coach Zavala always seems to have a freshman on that roster that contributes, in another one here. Here's a quick into the middle to Herbert. Drives it across. Good dig out of the back row to keep it alive. It'll be set across by Morvick. Connor had to play it, so Colling sets. Studi in the back row will take a half swing. Picked up in the back row again by the setter in Gehring. Returned over and dumped down by the setter for Kearney Catholic, Shayla Connor, and she'll get the kill. Connor will go back and serve it away. She's been saddled with telling her father happy birthday all day today, so happy 62nd birthday to Doug Connor. There, somewhere in there. Shayla Connor out to serve it away. Picked up back row again by Gehring. Off the left side, Kearney Catholic blocks the attack by Benton. Stays on the Crusaders' side. Benton near side. And a great dig off that by Connor. And then Studi got it across. Central Catholic one more time in the middle. They'll tip it across. And that time it's down to the floor for Allison Ostick. That is the first kill for Grand Island Central Catholic. Now, they do have a couple of ace blocks and two ace serves, and it's 8-6 Crusaders. Back to serve it away will be Emma Benton. Knuckles it across there to Herbert, close to the net. Connor gets it to the outside. Here comes Shundoff. Back middle dig by Golka, the libero. Left side, Morvick rolls it over beautifully. It's overpassed by Connor, but that was the only way to keep it alive. Morvick this time, big swing, and she'll get the kill. Sam takes it off the front row, double block, and it shoots into the crowd off that block. 9-6, Grand Island Central Catholic. Opening set, best of five. Number 2, Kearney Catholic. Number 9, Grand Island Central Catholic, falling from number 4 and 5 in the state's papers to number 9 after that loss to Minden, their second of the year to Minden. And a serve here that's going to go deep and out of bounds from Emma Benton. And it'll go back over to Paige Herbert to serve it away here. Takes a little run at it. Near side, it's wide and out of bounds. So the teams exchange service errors, and it's 10-7, Grand Island Central Catholic. Checking in now for the Crusaders is Lauren Webb. So a lot of youngsters and a lot of kids rotating in here for Coach Saren Zavala. We saw him on opening night when it was played in a sauna over at St. Cecilia with Lincoln Lutheran. Some good volleyball, though, that night. Really good volleyball. Central Catholic on their side. Morovic left side drives it deep and out of bounds. They're going to say it was tipped, though. They're going to call a tip, and Morovic will get the kill for Sam. That'll be her second. And Lauren Webb will serve it away at 11-7, equaling the largest lead here in the first set. Webb at Studi in the middle. Connor, bump set close to the net. Shundoff didn't get it across. Stars don't look all that great right now. Central Catholic doesn't either, but we've just seen a lot of errors, and a timeout will be called by Kearney Catholic. So the better of it right now for the Crusaders, 12-7 opening set here on Classic Hits.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangements, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at rosesforyou.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back to action here. Kearney Catholic will get the point. Callie Oprek rolls it across the net, and Central Catholic punched it into the net. Couldn't quite get it dug out of there. And out of the Stars timeout, Kearney Catholic will get the volleyball, but Grand Island Central Catholic leads it 12-8 here in the first set. And Allie Prasoski now will come in to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Prasoski, half step, fires it right down the middle to Gehring. Short set middle, swing from the right side, and it knocks Herbert all the way to the floor off that swing from Granup, but it is dug out. Morvik will try again, and that one's inside the line for another kill. Central Catholic is moving the ball along very well. Morvik with her third kill, and it's 13-8. Crusaders with the lead, and here's Kelsey Flaherty to serve it away and wrap up this first time through the rotation for the Crusaders. Flaherty into the net. And back over to Kearney Catholic. Second service error for Kearney, or for Grand Island Central Catholic. And now Whitney Collin to serve it away for the Stars. And a left-handed serve also into the net. 14-9 Crusaders. Seeing a sub almost every rotation, but not here. And Sam Morvik, who had four in a row, including a couple of aces to get the Crusaders out to a 5-1 lead, will go back and serve it away at 14-9. Don't forget Thursday, more high school volleyball. We will be in Ord for a Lou Platt Conference Triangular. The Chanticleers, Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull, starting at 5 with Donovan Trumbull and Ord. Kearney Catholic will then have the last two matches. Friday, it's high school football. A D2 top 10 matchup as Amherst is at Shelton here on Classic Hits, while Kearney Catholic will be at Minden on ESPN 1460. We will also have some other high school football. Gehring and Hastings are playing, and St. Cecilia and Sutton. ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS. All right, after a little housekeeping at the scores table, we're ready to go here. And Sam Morvik fires it across, dumped over right on the line by the setter, Shayla Connor. Some of the passing has not been solid, so Connor has taken it into her own hands instead of just trying to set the ball up. She's dumped it over for her second kill, and now Mackenzie Smith will roll back to serve it away again. And Smith with the serve. Across to Morvik, good pass to the setter, Gehring, to the outside, really elevating is Benton. It's overpassed by Smith, but it's in play. Benton again, this time rolls near side at Colling. Kearney Catholic goes outside to Squires, and she's just off the back line. Point, Grand Island Central Catholic. Rotating back into the front row will be Ostick for Central Catholic, and back to serve it will be Madison Liske. Kearney Catholic will send four back defensively, and Liske drives it at Studi. Here's Connor, sets outside. Herbert tips it over the double block. Liske is there for the dig. Set outside Benton, off her back foot from the 10-foot line. It floats across. Stars from way off the net. Squires, good swing, dug out there by Flaherty and passed out of bounds. I'm going to give credit to Squires for getting the kill on that swing. And that will be the sixth kill for Kearney Catholic, but they trail 15-11. Central Catholic has done it through the serving game and has really had the better of it at the net right now with their blocks. Studi serves it across. She's got away from the jump serve, and here's a quick kill for Emma Benton. And Kearney Catholic has not been able to do anything on their serve. And Central Catholic is up by 5, 16-11 here in the first set. And it'll be Sadie Gehring, the setter, to serve it away here. Gehring back middle to Studi. Good pass that time to Connor. Middle attack, Herbert off the double block for the kill. That's what the Stars are looking for. 16-12, Grand Island Central Catholic. Now again dropping back defensively here with three. They stack the other three all the way to the left side, trying to force Connor to serve it to the far corner. And Shayla now ready to go as Courtney Shundoff re-enters the front row. Tough serve, just barely dug up, and they're going to call a lift. Ace serve, Shayla Connor. That'll make it 16-13, Grand Island Central Catholic. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Connor hit it too strong, and it's deep. 17-13, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Emma Benton, solid 5'10 junior outside hitter, will go back there. She is the tallest player on either team in this match. Floats it middle, set to the outside. Here is Shundoff. Cross court, good dig there by the libero, and Golka kept it alive for Moravec. Floats it into the back row. Studi got it up there, and it's returned by Connor. Trouble here for Central Catholic, trying to play it off the speakers. They do. Free ball comes over to Kearney Catholic. Here is the set. A little quick one, and it's going to be put away by Herbert. Paige Herbert. Anna Squires was in. She had the dig. And we have a sub coming in here. This time it's Kearney Catholic bringing Callie Oprecht back in. And Paige Herbert will serve it away. And Paige, nice ace serve. Tried to get it to Golka in the corner. And Golka couldn't handle it cleanly. Stars cut it to 2. Central Catholic had been up by 5. They're trying to keep that lead here as we work our way deeper into the first set. This time the serve is picked up by Gehring. Good set in the middle of the attack is down in the corner and good by Ostick. Kearney Catholic tried to get out of the way, but it was well inside the back line. And Ostick has her first kill. And in to serve it away will be Lauren Webb. Also in the front row is Craddock now. At 18-15, Grand Island Central Catholic here in the opening set. And Webb takes some time, floats it over to Herbert. Connor, short set, Oprick off the double block. It's tipped up high enough and played there by Moravec. They set it back to Sam. She's over the double block, but Herbert's right there defensively with the dig. Back set for Anna Squires. Tips it across the double block, picked up there by Webb. Moravec blocked, but out of bounds, and Sam will get the kill. Sam Moravec with a match-high 4 kills here in the opening set, 19-15. Webb continues to work from that service line. Got a couple the last time she was there. Connor tracks it down, sets it outside for Squires. Off that double block, Moravec with the dig. Here is the set by Laura Lowry. Then a single block up front by Oprick. Central Catholic is able to pick it up. Return it a one-arm save, but Kearney Catholic is not going to be able to return it. Moravec with another kill. And Kearney Catholic now down 20-15. They'd cut it to 2. Now they're down by 5. Lauren Webb will go again. Stars, one timeout remaining. Central Catholic has led all but 1-0. Here's a pass that nearly goes into the net. It's going to be good enough for a point for Grand Island Central Catholic. 21-15 and a timeout by Kearney Catholic. So the Crusaders have scored 4 in a row to go up 21-15 in the opening set. We'll be right back.
Homecoming is just a few days away. Give yourself a day of beauty and pampering from Master Stylist Salon in Grand Island. For the perfect style, for nails, massage, waxing, tanning, and now with an in-house massage therapist, Master Stylists is the salon for you. Make an appointment now and find out for yourself why salons may come and go, but Master Stylists in downtown Grand Island continues to be a favorite. Find them on Facebook or stop in at 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. These two teams are in the same district, which is loaded. And, of course, that'll get a lot more play as the season continues to move along. In Major League Baseball, they are going to the 4th, Pittsburgh 3, Cincinnati nothing in the National League wildcard game on ESPN, 1460-1550. Back to action here, Shayla Connor. Shoves it into the back row. Crusaders can only pass it across. They're up 21-15, first set. Here's a quick in the middle to Oprick off the tip. It's up that time in the back row by Benton. And finished by Morvan, her sixth kill. Sam having a great first game here. Sam, who is second on the team in kills to Benton, leading the way right now. And it's 22-15, and Lauren Webb now going for five in a row from that service line. Gets a little more aggressive. Goes off of Shundoff, pass to the middle. Stars can send it across here. Onto the back line. Here is the set by Lowry. Right side slide. Cut it into the corner. It's good for the kill. Elise Craddup. That'll be her first. And Central Catholic is going to run away here and hide now with game number one. And here comes Kylie Teal, a 5'8 freshman, to come in and get a little playing time. Webb still at that service line. Takes it at Herbert. Connor backs that right side. The attack by Teal, down and good. So Teal comes in. They go right to Kylie, and she'll get the kill. Side out for Kearney Catholic, but the Crusaders score six in a row. And it's now 23-16, and Prasoski will check in for Teal and go back to serve it away. Crusaders set four deep with Benton basically standing on the back line. This one is served right at Gehring, set to Morvick, and she didn't know where she was. It was set too close. It was not Sam's fault. She went up and then saw the net, thought she was going to be in it, and just let it go. 23-17. Prasoski with the serve. Ace. Allie Prasoski with two quick ones here. And Coach Sharon Zavala is not going to waste any time. She's going to call a quick timeout. So this one not over yet. Game one, Central Catholic 23, Kearney Catholic 18. We'll be right back.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
We're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. We would like to thank Athletic Director Howard Schumann and the entire crew here for their hospitality as we bring you high school volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 23-18, Crusaders. Kearney Catholic got the last 2 points with Prasoski on the serve, trying to get him back into game one. Picked up by Gehring. Morvick on the swing, down and good. And it'll be game point for Grand Island Central Catholic. Morvick with her seventh kill in this opening set. And coming in to serve will be Kelsey Flaherty. Game point, 24-18, Crusaders. Looking very good here in this first set. Shaky start for both teams. It's starting to settle down a little bit. And Flaherty to serve. Kelsey sends it pretty deep. Studi gets it to Connor. Sets it to the outside. Squires big swing, and it's blocked out of bounds. It was so far off that block that nobody could really locate it as it shot into the Kearney Catholic bench. Squires will get her fourth kill. And now Whitney Colling will come in to serve, but still five more game points here for the Crusaders. 24-19. Colling will try and make it interesting. Serve far corner to Flaherty. Gets it up to Gehring. Bump set to the 10-foot line. More of it can only roll it across. Chance here for the Stars. Connor sets outside Squires again. Goes near side, and they call it out of bounds. And that will be the end. Oh, in the net. Late call in the net on Grand Island Central Catholic, so it's not quite done. Stars will continue to breathe here in game number one. They fought off two set points, but still have to score four more in a row. Again, it was 17-15, and the Crusaders scored six straight to get this big breathing room. Colling serve. Takes it back middle to Golka. Stays in the back row. Morvick on the attack. Comes near side. Colling with the dig at the net. Great play by Connor just to get it across. Central Catholic. Morvick again. Dug out and overpass by the Stars. It's in play to Flaherty. At the net, it'll be dumped across. Dug out by Colling. Set outside for Squires. Rolls back corner, but this time it is out of bounds. And that is the end of the opening game. Grand Island Central Catholic 25. Kearney Catholic 20. You're listening to high school top 10 volleyball action on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thanks for making us your choice for high school volleyball, and we'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back. Let's take a look at the first set stats here for Kearney Catholic. Kylie Teal, one kill. Whitney Colling, two service points. Shayla Connor had an ace serve and two kills. Maddie Squires, four kills. Callie Oprick, one kill. Allie Prasoski, two service points. One was an ace. Mackenzie Smith, two service points. Paige Herbert had an ace serve and two kills. 10 kills, no ace blocks, three ace serves for Kearney Catholic. For Grand Island Central Catholic, it was Sam Orvick, four service points, two of them aces, seven kills. Allison Ostick had a kill. Lauren Webb, seven service points. Elise Gratup, an ace block and a kill. And Emma Benton, one service point, an ace block, and one kill. Grand Island Central Catholic had two pretty good runs, and that was the difference here in the opening set. 10 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves. The Crusaders take the Stars in game one, 25-20. We'll be back with game two in the best of five right after this on Classic Hits.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School, where the opening set goes to the Crusaders over Kearney Catholic by a score of 25-20. Major League Baseball top of the fourth. Pittsburgh leads Cincinnati in the wild card game by a score of 3-0. Grand Island Central Catholic and Sam Morvick will serve it away here to start game number two. And Morvick with the serve. Fires it across to Colling. Here's the set. Connor on the outside. Squires tries to go far corner. Picked up there by Golka. Morvick has to run over to the student section just to play that. And now it's going to be a middle attack by Kearney Catholic. And Oprick pass close to the net. Crusaders couldn't get it over. And a point for Kearney Catholic. We'll give Oprick credit for that one. And Kearney Catholic will get the first point, just like they did in the opening game, but that was the only time they led. Mackenzie Smith now into serve for the Stars to start game two. Smith fires it down the middle to Flaherty. Here's the set outside. Benton drove it into the net. Four hits, 2-0, Kearney Catholic. One of those that you just figure is going to go at least four sets tonight. Just the way these teams have competed over the years, it took Kearney Catholic a long time before they ever beat the Crusaders, and they finally did to get to their first state final. Then it took them the next year to win it all. Here's a good attack that's overpassed right back to the Crusaders. Set outside Benton, over the double block, and they're going to call it wide and out of bounds. Point for the Stars, 3-0. Didn't miss that one by much. Benton sees the floor very well here for the Crusaders. Into the back row, Morvick stays there to Flaherty. Has to be passed across into the back corner to Studi. Connor gets a good set. Hervert has to adjust and tip it across as it was off just a little bit. Benton drives it through the double block and will get the first point for GICC here in game two. Emma Benton, her second kill. And back to serve it away will be Elise Gratup. And Gratup serves. Knuckles it down the middle to Studi. Perfect pass. Connor short set. Hervert drove it just over the net and got the kill. Page got a lot of the tape there, but that spin did crawl it over enough for the point. Now Studi to serve it away here. And again, as we said, Morgan's gone away from the jump serve, just going basic serve here. And she'll put a little cut on that one. Middle attack going to be blocked up front by the Stars and Paige Herbert off the swing of Ostick. Back to Benton. She'll be able to get the kill, though. Took something off of it. And Emma Benton with her second kill of this game. Side out Crusaders and Laura Lowry in. And almost every one of the gals on the varsity roster, Coach Zavala, I think, using 11 kids in that first set. And it will be Gehring to serve, and they let it go. It's just deep and out of bounds. 5-2 Kearney Catholic, game two. Grand Island Central Catholic won the opener 25-20. And Shayla Connor, the setter, will serve it away for the Stars. Connor floats it back middle, picked up there by Golka. Set to the outside by Lowry. Benton with a big swing, and she puts the hammer down. Emma Benton, she leads the team in kills, but it was Morovic because of where they were in the rotation that dominated in the opening set, and now Benton comes out and gets the job done early in game two. All three of the points via her kill. Now she'll serve it away. It clips the net. Shundoff able to keep it alive. Herbert from the right side got a good look. And she is going to drive it across. Golka kept it alive, but they can't get it over. Benton had to go into the stands, and from off the court, Lowry hit the tape. Great hustle, great effort there by the Crusaders. 6-3, now Herbert to serve. Herbert slaps that one down the middle of Golka. Here is the set again by Lowry. Right side will be set deep into the corner there by Ostick. Kearney Catholic ready. They go quick middle and get the kill with Callie Oprick. That's her third of the match. And the Stars now lead it 7-3. Paige Herbert to serve it away. I just noticed that Coach Sharon Zavala, we've had some fun with her green clipboard over the years, doesn't have a green clipboard tonight. It's a pink or red clipboard. So I wonder if it finally got left somewhere. We'll find out later in our Misco Sports postgame show. Here's the attack. Benton blocked up front there by Ostick. They'll try it again, or by Anna Squires that time. And it'll be passed across. Kearney Catholic had some trouble. Central Catholic's got a free ball here. Into the middle, they're blocked again. That one by Oprick. One more time. Benton drives it through. They get it over to the outside. Morvick, and Sam will get the kill. That'll be her eighth. First of this game, side out Central Catholic, and here's Lauren Webb. She had that nice long run at the service line late in game number one. She served five in a row that took them out to a 23-15 lead. 7-4, though, the Stars lead in game two. And Webb right down the middle of Studi. Here's Connor set to the outside. Squires, big swing. That's Anna, dug out in the back row by Benton. Now, nice return, and another swing over by Morovic, and she is going to get credit for the kill. Ninth one for Sam Morovic, and a point here for the Crusaders. It's their first point on serve in game number two. Both teams seem to be passing the ball a little bit better as the match continues. This serve is across to Squires, to Oprick. She tips it over the double block. Central Catholic ready, sets to the outside. Morvick blocked up front by Anna Squires on a single block. Crusaders have it again, pass it above the net and in the net called, and it's going to be on Kearney Catholic, the in the net call. And a point for the Crusaders. They cut it to one, and here comes Michelle Messbarger in, a sophomore to play a little back row defense. And Lauren Webb, a chance to tie it up here in game two from the service line. And Webb, man, she's got a good serve. Overpass Stars and an easy dump down for Granup. Her second kill, 7-7. That is the 10th point on serve from Webb already here in this match. And she continues, and that time she mishit it. Drove it into the back of her teammate. But they'll take what she did back there from that service line. Webb will check out. And it looks like coming in for Kearney Catholic, Allie Prasoski, and coming in for the Crusaders will be the libero, Katie Golka. 8-7 Stars, game two. First game went to Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 25-20. Serves across. Lowry set quick in the middle and is driven home by Granup. Her third kill, 8-8, and in to serve will be number four, Kelsey Flaherty, for Grand Island Central Catholic. It's been a long time since the Stars have been on the wrong side of a Class C match. We'll tell you more about that here in just a little bit. Right now, though, the serve across Flaherty. Outside attack, Maddie Squires. Dug out in the back row by Benton. Set outside, Morvick. Off the block, and which side did it fall on? Looks like the point will be Grand Island Central Catholics. It even took a moment there for the official to tell us which way it went. And that's the 10th kill already for Morvick, and the Crusaders have their first lead of game 2, 9-8. Connor shoves it across, but I think she's wide. No, they do call it in. Now the down official might have overruled. Let's see what they're doing. Nope, they're going to give it to Shayla Connor. Shayla Connor just caught the line, and that'll be her third kill, 9-9. I thought for a minute there that the official down was going to overrule it. And in to serve it away, Whitney Colling. Central Catholic to Morvick. Fires it back row, picked up by Messbarger. Connor sets it all the way to the wide side, and the kill for Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires with her fifth. Coach Sharon Zavala popped up off the bench. She thought it was an illegal set, but didn't get the call, but one of those that now you know they'll be watching the next time. And Colling to serve again. The lefty fires it deep middle, picked up by Flaherty. There's the set by Gehring on the slide, tapped across very softly by Gradup. Stars will get the return, but out of bounds. Connor actually took a half swing at it, and it sailed on her 10-10. And now Morvick to serve it away for Grand Island Central Catholic. Seems that one deep middle, picked up Studi, set high to the outside. Squires, she'll elevate and drive it into the back row, picked up by Morvick. Sam ends up setting it across. Here's Connor, another set to Squires. Off the double block, and that one's down and good. Maddie Squires with her team-high sixth kill. And Mackenzie Smith will come in and serve it here for the Stars, leading it by a score of 11-10 in a tight game number two after Grand Island Central Catholic won the opener 25-20. And the serve. Fires that one back middle. Handled by the Crusaders. Slide right side. Driven across. And it will be good enough for a Central Catholic kill. Elise Gradup will drive that one home. Of course, last year the Stars were undefeated state champs. The year before that, they went 28-2 in the regular season. And both those losses were to Central Catholic. Here's Squires to roll it across. Dug up in the back row. Flaherty. Now Benton unloads. And it's wide. Smith got out of the way just in time. And Benton couldn't get it. 12-10, Kearney Catholic. And Studi is back to serve it away. 12-11, excuse me, Kearney Catholic. Studi to serve. And Studi with a little knuckleball to Morvick. Crusaders run it down, back set, and tipped across by Ostick just for a different look. Outside attack, here comes Shundoff, deep and out of bounds. So nobody can get anything going offensively. A lot of rotations, a lot of one and duns. Back in will be Laura Lowry now to set because Sadie Gehring goes to the back row to serve it away. Sadie fires it across at Studi. Connor sets middle. Here comes Herbert, and she'll drive it through the double block for the Kearney Catholic kill. That's the fourth kill for Paige Herbert, and it is 13-12. Shayla Connor to serve it away. Before she does, Colling is out. And Anna Squires will come back in. Both teams doing a lot of subbing in this match. Serves across to Golka. Here's a short set middle. It'll be driven across by Ostick. Nice dig on the back line there by Studi. And the outside attack, Shundoff. Off the block, it's run down there by Morvick. To the outside, Benton again took something off of it and drove it through the double block for the fifth kill for Emma Benton. 13-13, the score. And back is Benton to serve. Drives it across. Herbert didn't know what to do with it. And it handcuffed her. A serve for Emma Benton. That'll be her first. And it's the third of the match for Grand Island Central Catholic. The serve. Over to the far corner. Picked up by Herbert. Dumped across by Connor. And looks like she found the line. Shayla has done a good job from that center position of picking up some points for Kearney Catholic. 14-14, Herbert to serve, and Callie Oprich back into the front row. And here is the serve. Herbert clipped the net, and it fell over for the ace. So a little break there for the Stars, but they'll take it, and they regain the lead at 15-14. Second ace of the night for Herbert. Page again. That one is cleanly over to Golka. Running it down, though, is Lowry outside. Morvick drives it over, dug out by the Stars. It'll be punched across. Oh, punched into the net. Again, kind of got it in a spot where you wouldn't normally be. And the attack error gives it over to Grand Island Central Catholic. And Lauren Webb is in to serve. And for the first time tonight, Jordan Streit will come in. So she will come in here for the Stars. 15-15, game two. And Webb has been the top server by far at Herbert. Here's the short set middle. Oprek drives it through the double block, and Kearney Catholic will get Lauren Webb off that service line quickly. And now here comes Darren Willman in, and she's just in to rotate in for the libero. So Golka then immediately comes in, and Prasoski to go back and serve it for Kearney Catholic. 16-15 Stars, game two. Central Catholic won the opener 25-20. Served to Morvick. Close to the net. Lowry got it right back to Sam. Drives it through the double block and gets kill number 11. Great pace right now for the senior, Sam Morvick. One of five seniors on this Grand Island Central Catholic roster. And Kelsey Flaherty is back in to serve it away. And you have to watch here maybe pretty soon for the number of substitutions in this game, because there's been no long run at the service line, and so there's been a sub almost every time we get a dead ball here. And they're trying to keep up with the Central Catholic libero. They're getting her in there and rotating kids in a variety of ways. So now Flaherty to serve. Picked up by Studi. Connor sets middle. Oprek is able to drive it home. That'll be the fourth for Cali. Third of this game, 17-16 Stars. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. And the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from Grand Island. And tonight's high school volleyball action. There's plenty going on around the state. We'll update you on that in just a little bit. But right now the serve across. Morvick off the back foot. And it takes a little long route and out of bounds. Sailed and a timeout will be called right here by Grand Island Central Catholic. Their first of the night. Central Catholic won the opener 25-20. Kearney Catholic leads 18-16 in game two here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Out of the timeout, calling serves, and it's in the net. So it will go right back over to Central Catholic, 18-17, Kearney Catholic. Sam Morvick to serve for the Crusaders. Got a lot on that one to Studi, close to the net. Connor's able to play it, tipped across on the slide by Oprek, and she'll get the kill. Good court vision that time by Callie Oprek. Golka tried to get there, but couldn't quite get enough to keep it alive. Got a hand on it, not enough to pop it up. Now Mackenzie Smith to serve it away. The 5'7 senior floats that one right down the middle of Morvick. Set outside, Benton, she'll cut it across. Studi picked it up. Stars will have trouble here, but they do return it. Morvick gets it to Gehring to the outside. Benton blocked up front that time by Shayla Connor. Shayla Connor, the setter, got a clean block on that one. And the Stars are up 20-17. Smith with 5 points at the service line tonight. Floats that a little deeper, but continued to be picked up by Morvick. Back to Benton, and she'll find the kill. Stars were a little late getting a block there, and it was fairly wide open for Emma Benton. She's got 5 kills in this game. And the Crusaders will serve it away here with Elise Gratup. Stars drop 4 back on serve receive, and Gratup floats it across. Colling gets it to Connor. Short set. Herbert drove it into the net. The set was a little too short that time, and the attack error makes it a 1-point game. Chance here for the Crusaders to tie it. Gradup serve goes far corner to Colling. At the net, it'll be dumped across by Connor and got it. Boy, Central Catholic should have known that was coming, but it didn't look like they did. And Connor already 5 kills from the center position, which is abnormally high. Back in is Jordan Stride here for the Stars. And to serve it away is Studi. 21-19. Crusaders get right to work. Middle attack driven across there by Wilman, who is into the ball game. Quick return by the Stars. Good hustle there by Morvik to keep it alive. Passed across softly. It's at the 10-foot line. Colling sets. And from the back row, Smith has to take it across. Dig made by Golka. Benton from the 10-foot line sends it deep. A lot of out of system right there. Point, Kearney Catholic. And it will be a timeout on the floor by Grand Island Central Catholic. So with the score 22-19 Stars in Game 2, we'll take a break and be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Kearney Catholic has taken the lead out to 3 points late here in game number 2. Can the Crusaders claw back in at 22-19? And at the line is Morgan Studi going for 2 in a row. And Studi serve across to Golka. From the 10-foot line, it'll be set back row for Morvik, and she takes it off the single block for the kill. Good plan there by the Crusaders. That is the 12th kill for Morvik. Side out. Central Catholic and Laura Lowry's into the front row. Sadie Gehring goes back to serve it away here for the blue and gold of Central Catholic. She wastes no time and maybe was too quick. Into the net it goes. That is just the third service error of this game. First one in quite some time. And now Shayla Connor to serve. And Anna Squires back into the front row. Anna, a freshman. Maddie, the sophomore. Serve across here. Handled there to the outside. Benton drives around the double block and gets the kill. Emma Benton with her 7th kill. Side out Crusaders. Benton now will serve. That moves Morvik back into the front row. 23-21, Kearney Catholic. Benton down the middle to Studi. Connor sets it to the outside. The attack, Anna Squires. Golka keeps it up. Lowry gets it outside, and it's going to be taken down by Morvik. Great job there by Sam. Came up with a lot of momentum behind her and was able to take something off of it at the last moment to drop it inside that back line. And a timeout on the floor by Kearney Catholic. So it's 23-22 Stars, but the Crusaders have the ball on the serve when we come back.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Big serve coming up for the Crusaders and Emma Benton. They trail 23-22, chance to tie it at Herbert. Connor sets it middle of the floor, gets it outside to Stride. Her first swing of the night, dug up but overpassed at the net. The joust is tipped across to the Stars. Again, it's Jordan Stride, and it's deep and out of bounds. 23-23, and Benton to serve it away again here. Benton serve for the lead. Pass off the mark. Stars struggle. Get it across. Free ball. Crusaders. Lowry bump set to the outside. Morvik, she sent it deep. And an error gives Kearney Catholic the point, and it'll be game point. Stars 24-23. And back in will be Oprecht to the front row and to serve Paige Herbert. Central Catholic has used both of their timeouts. Kearney Catholic to serve it away. Game point to even us at a set apiece. Herbert serve, beautiful, and it's an ace. And we will be all tied up as we go to the third set. Kearney Catholic able to hold on for a 25-23 win in game 2. After Kearney Catholic fell to Grand Island Central Catholic, the Crusaders took the opener 25-20. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back here, Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the numbers we had in Game 2 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Kelsey Flaherty had one service point. Sam Moravec had six more kills. Lauren Webb had three service points. Elise Gradup had a service point and three kills. Emma Benton, three service points. One was an ace and six kills. 15 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for the Crusaders. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi had a service point. Whitney Colling had two service points. Shayla Connor had an ace block and three kills from the center position. Maddie Squires, two kills. Callie Oprick had four kills. Mackenzie Smith, three service points. Paige Herbert, three service points. Two of them were aces and two kills. 11 kills, one ace block, two ace serves as Kearney Catholic wins game two, 25-23. The Crusaders won the opener 25-20. So we're even at a set apiece and we'll head to the third right after this timeout.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Glad you're along with us, especially to the folks listening online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull will travel to Ord on Thursday. We'll have that triangular beginning at 5. Next Tuesday, big volleyball match in Kearney. 10th-ranked Wayne State, 5th-ranked UNK. Many of the Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic folks have alum at those schools, have some playing now, and that'll be next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. We are not airing that, but just a heads up. We'll have Coach Rick Squires joining us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Right now, Kearney Catholic and Mackenzie Smith to serve it away to start game three, and Emma Benton will take it off the net. Great dig by Maddie Squires, and it's returned by Shayla Connor. Grand Island Central Catholic had all flowed to the right, and Connor, with eyes in the back of her head that time, able to see it. Shayla's actually tied for the team high in kills right now with six. Also, Maddie Squires, 6-5 for Callie Oprick. Mackenzie Smith this time to serve out of bounds. Kearney Catholic has scored first in all three games. For the Crusaders, they are led by Sam Moravec with 13 kills, 7 for Emma Benton. The rest of the team combined, 5. Connor on set to Herbert. Herbert, great take by Golka, but not quite enough to keep it in play. And the fifth kill for Paige Herbert. And back to serve it away, Morgan Studi. Again, we got a really kind of a late start according to the scheduled time because the JVs went long and it was parents' night. And here's going to be an ace serve for Kearney Catholic, 3-1. That'll be Morgan Studi. That'll be her first of the night. Of course, Studi leads the team in aces. That's her 21st of the season. 17 for Smith. Connor right there with 14. Herbert also in double digits. 3-1 Stars, even at a game apiece. in this best of five. And the little slap serve comes across. Picked up there by Gehring to the outside. Morvick, and another kill for Sam. That is number 14 for Sam. And it'll be 3-2. Lauren Webb, far and away, the service leader. She's got 10 points through two games, and she's in to serve it here. Webb, deep middle. Studi's got it. Connor sets middle. Here's Hervert through the double block. So the last two times Webb's been on the service line, Kearney Catholic has got her out of there without getting any points. Sixth kill for Paige Hervert. And back into the front row, Anna Squire, Shayla Connor to serve. All the both teams, a lot of subs, as we've been saying. Offensively and defensively, Connor clips the tape. It pops across, handled easily by Gehring to the outside. Morvick went for the big-time kill and sent it deep. 5-2, Stars. Connor, just her second point on serve here this evening. Had an ace back in game one. And this serve, a little high floating one over to Golka on the right line. They get it out there to Sam Morvick, and she changed her mind about what she wanted to do and didn't get it over the net. Thought she was going to have to tip it. And an early timeout here by Coach Sharon Zavala. The momentum may be changing, but there's been some errors for Grand Island Central Catholic. Get rid of some of those errors, and they're going to be back in the lead, it would seem. 6-2, Kearney Catholic in the third set. We're even at a game apiece on Classic Hits.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back to action. The Stars will run the slide here with Paige Hervert, and Hervert will get her seventh kill, third of this game. And it's 7-2, Kearney Catholic. Connor now with three in a row from the service line. Shayla. This one, a high, soft one, picked up right in the middle by Gehring. Set, and Morvick has to run it down, roll it across. Connor dug it out, so they'll set it outside with Studi, and she's going to go to Kylie Teal, who is in, and Teal will get the kill. The Stars are on a roll here. That's five in a row. It took Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor and Amy Johnson. They were talking over at the scorer's table amongst themselves about maybe changing the lineup and matching up a little bit better, and that seems to be working right here, although the Crusaders will get a kill with Elise Gradup. That's her fifth. It'll be interesting to talk with Coach Connor about what they did maybe strategy-wise after that second set, because they took a long time before they set their lineup down. Doesn't look any different, maybe just some kids, but as far as the actual rotation, doesn't look a lot different. We'll see what they decided to do. Flaherty serves it across. Stars go quickly to Hervert. She rattles it off the block, and it's out of bounds. Paige Hervert with the kill. Paige is off to a heck of a start here in game three. She's got four kills, and the Stars are up 9-3, and now Hervert will go back and serve. And Oprich is into the front row. Four deep here for the Crusaders. Trying to have Golka take the serve if they can. And she does. Katie keeps it in the back row, though. They'll scramble, and Morvick rolls it across from the 10-foot line to Studi. Connor, short set middle. Oprich on the quick. Nice dig out by Flaherty. And the Crusaders will pass it across with Gradup. Stars try to move quick again. In the middle, it's tipped across by Oprich. And then Central Catholic tried to dump it across from the center position and dumped it into the net. So another error right here by the Crusaders. And it is 10-3. The Stars will take it, but errors have been the story here. Even in that second set, Kearney Catholic, the numbers didn't show that they should have won that set, but they did. And right again, they'll go to the outside. Teal floats it over the single block. Golka has it, far corner, set middle. Gradup rolls it off Oprich and gets the kill. Elise Gradup with her sixth kill, and a side out here for Central Catholic, but they face their biggest deficit of the night It was 10-3. Now it's 10-4. Messbarger into the back row for Kearney Catholic. And Morvick to serve it away. And an ace serve. There was some confusion in the back row for the Stars. It's an ace serve. Coach Chris Connor was off the bench trying to get Messbarger and Teal aligned, and here came the ball, and they kind of both stabbed at it. And let's see if Morvick just keeps going there. This time she'll drive it into the back middle to Messbarger. Set outside. Oprich tries to punch it into the corner. Right on the line, Morvick with the dig. Set all the way to the outside. Benton had to go to the offhand. Teal will have it set back to her on the outside. Drives it back middle to Morvick. Here is the set by Guerin. Good look, Benton, and she'll terminate. Emma Benton with her eighth kill of the match. Point number six. 10-6 the score. Thought it was 11-6. I must have missed one. I thought we had an ace serve in there. Nonetheless, yes, we did have an ace serve, and it was on the other side, of course, and it's going to be 10-7, and just that quickly on another error, we've got a timeout called by Kearney Catholic. So timeout on the floor. Each team has already used one. It is the Stars 10, Grand Island Central Catholic 7, and we are even at a set apiece. We'll be right back.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMCs. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Producer engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits. Some other volleyball tonight. It was Blue Hill over Lawrence Nelson. Gothenburg beat Chase County in a couple of areas. Palmer beat Shelton tonight in four in their duel. And another attack error here by Kearney Catholic. And Grand Island Central Catholic is crawling back into this set. So after the attack error, Morvick will serve it across again. It is 10-8 Stars. They'll go to the outside. Teal, and that time Kylie will find the opposite corner and get the side out here for Kearney Catholic. Well, with these good coaches, great coaches, and good players, there's quick adjustments on both sides. And we saw a couple of mini runs here early in game three. Allie Prasoski to serve. Down the middle to Morvick. Quick slide right side, blocked by the Stars. Maddie Squires, and Callie Oprich is there. Maddie Squires, I believe we will give credit for the block on that one. 12-8, Kearney Catholic, and Prasoski will go back and serve it away again. Floats this one just across, overpass by Flaherty. That's all she could do. Stars try to go quick. Oprich on the slide, and she'll get the kill. Callie with her sixth kill coming off the strong serve, even though it was just a little floater by Prasoski. Callie's ready to go again. That time a little more on it. Flaherty comes up and makes the play. Set Gehring outside Benton. She's blocked up front, but a nice dig by Goldke to keep it alive. Benton rolls it over the double block. Dig by Oprich. To the outside, Maddie Squires comes near side. Dig Flaherty. Gehring sets to the wide side. Benton blocked, but out of bounds. Emma Benton. Kill number 9. Side out, Crusaders. In the National League wild card, they're in the top of the 5th. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates 5, the Cincinnati Reds 1. And you can currently hear that on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 AM. Serving it away, Elise Gradup. Close to the net, the Stars will get a nice set from Connor and a kill by Callie Oprich. Setters do such a good job of realizing where they are on the floor for both teams, staying out of that net, still making a very precise set. And back to serve it away, Anna Squires for the first time. To Morovic. Central Catholic goes back to Salmon Macro, drives it over, dig made, but it's at the net, and that time there's nothing they can do. Stars are in the net. Morovic, back row, 15th kill, 14-10. And back to serve it for the Crusaders, trailing here in the third set will be Sadie Gehring. Central Catholic won the opener 25-20. Kearney Catholic held on 25-23 in game two. And it is 14-10 Stars here. As the Stars go to Oprich on the slide, and she's deep. Point G-I-C-C. And for Sadie Gehring, that's her first point on serve. This has not been the strongest rotation. Darren Willman is in the front row here. Good short serve that Studi plays, but all they can do is get it back to Morgan. She'll slap across in the back row. Gehring with the dig. Passed across Benton. Free ball here. Stars to Colling, to Connor, to the outside. Here comes Squires, blocked up front by Willman. Still alive. Connor dumps it across, but it hit the net, popped it up. Crusaders have it to Benton. She'll flick it across to one arm, saved by Studi. Morgan again from the back row. Drives it over to the Crusader back line, and Benton will roll it back. Good rally going here. Here is Connor setting outside. Maddie Squires overswung into the net. It goes. Three in a row for the Crusaders. 14-12. The lead down to two for Kearney Catholic. Good rally. A lot of strategy that time. Good placement of the volleyball. This time the serves at Colling. Bump set back row Studi again. Off the single block of Willman. Overpass on the diving dig that time by Morvik. But the Stars overpass. And now Benton gets a swing on the near side termination. And you could tell Coach Chris Connor slapping her hands when they overpassed it. They had a free ball and didn't do anything with it. And Benton immediately put it away. Four in a row for the Crusaders. And now a chance to tie it up here midway through game three. Across it comes to Messbarger. Dumped across again by Connor. One arm run down, saved by Morvik to Benton. Benton blocked but out of bounds, and we're tied. Emma Benton with her 11th kill. And it is 14-14. Gehring continues to serve it back there for Central Catholic, and we're going to get an out of rotation here. Connor took off too quick. And each team has already used a timeout. And now Central Catholic has taken their first lead of the third game. 15-14. Set outside Squires. There's an inside termination wide, they say. It was on the far side. It looked good from here, but it was on the far side. But another error. And so whoever can cut down on the errors. It was 10-3, Kearney Catholic. Since then, a 13-4 run by the Crusaders. They lead at 16-14. We're even at a game apiece. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangement, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at RosesForYou.com.
Homecoming is just a few days away. Give yourself a day of beauty and pampering from Master Stylist Salon in Grand Island. For the perfect style, for nails, massage, waxing, tanning, and now with an in-house massage therapist, Master Stylist is the salon for you. Make an appointment now and find out for yourself why salons may come and go, but Master Stylists in downtown Grand Island continues to be a favorite. Find them on Facebook or stop in at 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Going for seven in a row, Grand Island Central Catholic. Maddie Squires drives it back over. Golka with the dig. Benton on the attack, and there it is. Kill number 12 for Emma Benton. She's got 12. Morvik has 15. And that is eight in a row for the Crusaders. 17-14. Sadie Gehring, who hadn't picked up a point on serve in the match, now has seven in a row, looking for more, and the pass is off the mark. Connor has to go into the crowd to get it. It is slapped across. Central Catholic's got a chance here. Short set. Willman tips it over. Stars a break, but they ran into each other. Now Oprich is deep. Errors continue for the green and gold. Frustrating right now, and Coach Chris Connor going to start doing some subbing. Courtney Shundoff is in. Again, we told you when Kearney Catholic got the big lead, it was partly because Grand Island Central Catholic was making more errors than they had been, and now Kearney Catholic has caught the error bug. And again, the pass is off the mark. They'll get it to Shundoff, standing spike across. Here is the set, Lowry to Willman. She goes cross corner, picked up there by Colling. Now middle attack, Oprich, and it's in the net. Four hits called. And both timeouts have been used by Kearney Catholic, and they're just trying to get the volleyball back, and Central Catholic just keeps the ball in play, and they are now up five. Serve across, Connor almost a lift that time, and somehow the Stars do get it across with Oprich and finally end the run here. But what a run it was by Grand Island Central Catholic. They scored 10 in a row. 9 of those from Sadie Gehring. Only one of them was an ace. And Central Catholic leads at 19-15 in Game 3. We're even at a game apiece. Mackenzie Smith to score for the serve for the Stars. At Gehring, bump set, Benton from the 10-foot line, and it's tipped. It went out of bounds. Kearney Catholic didn't touch it. I think even Kearney Catholic thought they'd touched it, but it's going to be deep and out of bounds. And a point for Kearney Catholic, so maybe a break there. And Mackenzie Smith to serve it away. Golka, middle attacker, woman, blocked up front there by Herbert, and she'll get the ace. Paige Herbert teaming up with Courtney Shundoff. That'll be just the third ace block of the night for Kearney Catholic, and they're trying to erase that deficit quickly here. Allison Ostick back in here for the Crusaders. Smith on the serve. She leads the team in serving tonight with 8 points. Looking for 9 here. Set to Benton again. Benton near side wide. That block is starting to get over to Emma Benton, and she was trying to be very fine down the line and had a rare miss. 4 in a row for the Stars, 19-18 Crusaders. Smith with the serve. A little deeper, but it's into Golka. Here is the set by Lowry. Benton again. That time it's popped up. Studi with a dig. Connor dumps it across. Picked up by the Crusaders to Benton again. Benton over the double block, and that time it's down and good. Stars hadn't quite picked it up from the last swing she had and weren't ready for that one. 13th kill for Benton, her 6th of this game. And the Crusaders keep the lead at 20-18. Game 3 even at 1 apiece. Benton on the serve. Takes it at Herbert. Bump set Studi. Might have been across the 10-foot line, but she was standing, so she got it back. Now here's Morvick, and she gets the kill. Sam Morvick with her 16th kill, 21-18. Grand Island Central Catholic. Back and forth we go. The Stars were up by as many as 7 in this game. Now the Crusaders trying to make the comeback complete. Studi on serve, receive, bump set for Herbert. Half swing into the back row to Morvick. Lowry sets. Here is Ostick. Rolls it off the single block. Good save by Connor. Joust at the net. Crusaders get it over. Stars return it, and Connor's got another one. Shayla Connor, her 7th kill from the center position. The Crusaders were all over that one. They thought they'd had it when they won the joust because the Stars went all the way down to the floor just to barely keep it alive and then had to scramble when Connor set it over. Morgan Studi now to serve, 21-19 Crusaders. Game 3, Studi, mini jump serve picked up there by Gehring. Set to Morvick. She's been money, and she is again number 17 for Sam Morvick. 22-19, Grand Island Central Catholic, and their top server, Lauren Webb, will come in. First two times she served, she picked up 10 points. The next two times, 0. Or the last two. Webb serve. Over to Colling. Good pass to Connor. Middle attack, Herbert brings it strong. Off the block, dug out by Webb. Set outside, Morvick. She's blocked. Sam digs her own block. Set made by Lowry. Sam one more time. Blocked again up front. Herbert both times. Still alive. Now Morvick rolls it over. One arm save, Teal. And then two Stars run into each other. The ball falls to the floor. 23-19, Grand Island Central Catholic. Lauren Webb trying to finish this one out and take a 2-1 lead of the best of 5 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Wood River, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Webb at Studi. Connor runs it down to the outside, Teal. Dugout back row, Benton. Short set, middle, and terminated by Alice Granup. And it is game point. Grand Island Central Catholic, they've scored 3 in a row. And Lauren Webb now trying to finish it out in game 3. Over to Colling. Here is the set middle. Herbert comes, dumps it through the double team for the kill. That's her 5th of this game, but it's going to be too little too late, it would appear. 24-20. Anna Squires back into the front row. Shayla Connor to serve, but it's game point number 2 here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Connor waits for the whistle to go. And Shayla serve. Sends it deep middle, right at Gehring. It stays in the back row. And the attack taken across Morvick. Dugout Smith outside Teal. Good swing. Benton close to the net. Dumped across beautifully by Lowry. Stars save. Connor sets it back over to Benton. Still game point. Slide right side. Grab up off the block. Dig is made by Anna Squires. Connor back set to Studi in the back row. Dug out there by Gehring. Outside, Morvik. Sam is blocked. Tipped at the net. Free ball down. Crusaders win game three. The power of the first swing by Morvik. It went off the block. And Elise Gradup was there to take it down and good. And Grand Island Central Catholic now leads it 2-1, 25-20 in the third. We'll be back with more right after this.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska-Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Let's take a look at the third set numbers that we had for you here, starting with Kearney Catholic. Kylie Teal, two kills. Morgan Studi, an ace serve. Shayla Connor, four service points, two kills. Maddie Squires had an ace block. Callie Oprick, three kills. Allie Prasoski, two service points. Mackenzie Smith had four service points. Paige Herbert, a service point, an ace block, five kills. 12 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve for Kearney Catholic. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Sadie Gehring served nine in a row, including an ace. Sam Morvik, three service points. One was an ace, four kills. Lauren Webb, two service points. Elise Gradup, four kills. Emma Benton, one service point and six kills. 14 kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves. Grand Island Central Catholic takes set three, 25-20. They're up 2-1, and we'll head to the fourth set right after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
In other volleyball action tonight, a Class A top 10 battle in Lincoln. Lincoln Southwest has defeated Grand Island Senior High 15-12 in the fifth set tonight. 15-12 in the fifth set. Some other new scores I think we had here for you. Let's see. Had a couple in front of me. Donovan Trumbull has defeated Ravenna tonight in straight sets. That's a new one to pass along to you. And we'll get some other ones when we can. Northern Valley has defeated Franklin tonight as well. Here, Grand Island Central Catholic will start game four, serving it across and hit the net. And now we've got a joust at the net. Central Catholic wins it. Morvik returns it. Good dig in the back row by Paige Herbert. We're underway with a flurry here in the fourth set. Central Catholic sets outside. Morvik blocked up front, and it stays in. Callie Oprick with her first ace block of the match. And that'll make it Kearney Catholic 1-0. Again, the Stars have scored the first point in all four sets now. Mackenzie Smith comes in to serve it for the Stars. She leads them with nine service points. And Webb with 12 leads the way for Central Catholic. We'll talk about some other numbers in a minute. Strong serve. Golka barely kept it alive. They'll have to free ball it over. Connor on the slide to Herbert. She's blocked. Sam Morvik, the first ace block since the first set. In fact, early points in the first set. And the Crusaders get it. Lauren Webb in to serve. 17 kills for Morvik, 13 for Benton. Lead the way for Central Catholic. Paige Herbert has 9, 8 for Callie Oprick, 7 for Shayla Connor to lead Kearney Catholic as Maddie Swire slaps it across. Middle attack, Gradup, and she'll get the kill. That is the ninth kill for Elise Gradup, and Central Catholic grabs the 2-1 lead. Don't forget, whenever the match is over, it's the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews, so stay with us. Webb, deep serve, and that one's out of bounds. Side out, Kearney Catholic. And that'll bring the libero, Katie Golka, back in. And Studi to serve it away here. Morgan has been fairly quiet from the service line tonight. Just 2 points, one of them an ace. This one a little deep. Benton played it, standing on the back line. Set to the outside, Gradup over the double block and got it down. She had to be very careful not to hit the net. And she will get the kill. That'll be the 10th for Elise. 3-2, and Flaherty in to serve it away. Kelsey picked up 1 point on serve back in the second set. And Flaherty with the serve. Cuts it across to Herbert. Connor sets it back to Page in the middle. Drives it off the back row and gets her 10th kill. Herbert warming up there. Had 5 of her 9 kills in game number 3. Shayla Connor to serve. Anna Squires into the front row. Again, deep into this 5th set, you wouldn't think there'd be, or 4th set, that we would have fatigue with all the subs we've seen. Connor serves. Set outside Morvick. She's been red hot. Drives it off the back row and gets another kill. Number 18 match-high kills for Sam Morvick. 5'8 senior now rotates back to serve it away. Having an excellent match, and Emma Benton now into the front row, and Sam serves a little too much on that one. A little adrenaline off the last kill, and Kearney Catholic will get it right back. We get Major League Baseball National League wild card tonight. They're in the top of the 6th. It's still Pittsburgh 5 and Cincinnati 1. And Paige Herbert to serve for the Stars. Tries to take it down the near line and missed it. So right back over to the Crusaders. Into the front row, Allison Ostick. And back to serve it away, Elise Gradup. And Gradup slaps it down the middle to Herbert. Connor tracks it down. Back set to Kylie Teal. Dumps it over the double block. Overpassed by Morvick. Stars go quick to the middle. Oprich termination. Callie Oprich, her 9th. 5-5 as we move on here in game number 4. Grand Island Central Catholic won the opener 25-20. Kearney Catholic won the second 25-23. Grand Island Central Catholic took the third 25-20. Allie Persosky on the serve. Golka to Gehring to the outside. Benton, soft one. Pancake to the back row there by Herbert. Passed across, free ball, Crusaders. Benton close to the net, blocked but out of bounds. Emma Benton, number 14. 6-5, GICC. And Laura Lowry re-enters. Flaherty out, Gehring to serve. Sadie with the key moment of the match so far. Had 9 in a row from that service line to turn a 14-9 deficit into a 19-14 third set lead. Here comes Maddie Squires. Good look, and down and good it goes. Maddie Squires looked like she might have taken off from the parking lot there and did a great job on that kill. And Whitney Colling now comes in to serve it away. That's the 7th kill for Maddie. She didn't have any in the third set. And Colling to serve at 6-6. The lefty drives it back middle. Little problem here, and they'll have to just tap it across with Benton. Here's the middle attack by Oprich, and Callie will get another kill. That'll be her 10th. She's into double digits. And the Stars will take the lead at 7-6. Whitney Colling with her 5th point on serve. And Whitney with a left-handed serve. Drives it into the back row. Picked up there by Morvick. Outside Benton. Clipped the net. Across it comes to Herbert. Connor sets to Squires. Near side kill. Wide open for Maddie Squires. That'll be her 8th kill. 8-6. Kearney Catholic trying to get a little lead here in game number 4. Colling serve. Morvick has it. Lowry, quick set of the middle. Ostick blocked, digs her own block. Central Catholic goes Benton on the outside, blocked again by Oprich. Crusaders dig. One more time middle, and that time it finds the net. A little over swing there by the Crusaders. 9-6, Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, more volleyball Thursday. We go up to Ord as the Chanticleers host Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. The triangular begins at 5 o'clock. Friday Football, Amherst Shelton here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic Minden on ESPN 1460. Maddie Squires, another swing, another kill. Maddie Squires with her ninth kill, and Coach Sharon Zavala is going to sub. Instead of burning a timeout and up 2-1, she'll bring Darren Willman into the front row. Saw a little more playing time in the last set. And calling to serve. Whitney just got that one across, and nobody picks it up. It's an ace. 11-6 and timeout on the floor from Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders are up 2-1, but Kearney Catholic leads at 11-6 in the fourth. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic has been very successful against Class C competition the last couple of years, losing only to Columbus Scotus and Grand Island Central Catholic in a Class C action. And right now, 11-6, Kearney Catholic with the lead in the fourth set, but GICC is up 2-1. Colling serves across out of the timeout, and Benton that time finds the near side kill. And that'll be kill number 15 for Emma. Gets the ball back on the Crusaders' side. 11-7. And ready to serve it away will be Emma Benton. Benton fires it across, and it's passed into the net for an ace. 11-8, Emma Benton with her second ace of the night. And almost every time somebody gets a little bit of a lead, it seems to shrink when the side out occurs. Here's Connor sliding it to Oprek, taps it over the double block, and Callie will pick up the kill. That is her 11th. It is 12-8, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Mackenzie Smith in to serve it away. In fact, the last Class C team that Kearney Catholic lost to that wasn't SCOTUS or Central Catholic was Bishop Newman back in the 2011 season, as Smith serves it across and gets the ace. Mackenzie's 10th point of the night, and it is her first ace, 13-8. Smith takes a little more time and floats that one right down the middle to Gehring. Set to the outside, Morvik takes it off the block and gets the kill. Sam now with a match-high 19 kills. And in to serve it away will be Lauren Webb. Early on, this was the strongest rotation, but after a little tweaking, it has not really produced a whole lot of sports lately. And to serve by Webb across to Studi back middle. Good pass to Connor, to Herbert. Herbert drives it through the double block. Gets so much easier when you can handle the serve. And that's what the Stars did there. Paige Herbert with her 11th kill. 14-9, Kearney Catholic. And Morgan Studi now to serve it away. And Studi into the net. That will be service error number two. And Grand Island Central Catholic will now run in with Kelsey Flaherty. And Flaherty goes to the far left-hand side to serve it away. Got a good game of Red Rover going between the Kearney Catholic and Central Catholic student sections. As Connor dumps it across, that time Golka's ready. And Morovic tries to make a play on it, slaps it over. Colling digs, and Connor's there again. 8 kills for the setter, Shayla Connor. And she has been a big weapon here. And none of those, I don't believe, I'm trying to recollect here, I don't believe any of those have been in a full swing. They've all been tips, dumps over from the center position as Connor serves it across. Overpass, Crusaders can only tap it across there with Gehring. And now Connor has to tap it over as the Stars didn't handle it well. Set to the outside, Morvik over the double block, and the angle kill there is number 20 for Sam Morvik tonight. And now Sam will go back and serve it away. Leading in this match 2-1, but trailing in this set 15-11. Morvik strong serve. Smith has it right above the net. Free ball tipped down. Elise Granup. She'll get her third kill of this game and 11th of the match. And Morvick on the serve. Picked up in the back row by Studi. Set right side. Herbert got a good look off the tip. Morvick digs in the back row. Gehring sets outside. Benton over the double block. Smith with a good one arm up. Back row Studi on the return. One arm up. Morvick above the net. We've got a joust. It's over on the Stars side. Connor sets. Studi again rolls it across. That's a good one for the Crusaders. They get into the offense. Gradup tips it over. One arm save. Teal comes back over. Crusaders one more time. Benton brings the hammer through the double block. Connor makes the all-out dig. Back over. Crusaders got to go again. Benton will. Benton will be good in the corner. Emma Benton, after that long rally, gets her 16th kill. Three in a row for the Crusaders. 15-13. Morvick on the serve. Crusaders are up 2-1. Serve at Smith. Good pass to Connor. Right side, Teal. She'll drive it hard off the block. And Kylie gets her fourth kill. Side out for the Stars at 16-13. Some late night volleyball here on your Tuesday on Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Paige Herbert will now serve. Crusaders dropped three back on serve receive this time. And Herbert slaps it down the right side, near side to Golka, outside to Benton, softly off the double block and gets kill number 17. So the Crusaders get it right back. Darren Wilman checks into the front middle. And it'll be serving Elise Gradup. Central Catholic again trying to rally here. They've rallied in the second and third sets. Didn't win the second, but they did win the third. And they've got it at the middle of the net. Wilman around the single block. Connor somehow kept it alive. Can they pass it over? Just barely. Stays at the 10-foot line. Crusaders try to go quick. Benton on the outside. Wide. Had too much on that one. Drove it over that double block, but was long. Wide as the case may be, but the angle, she was long. Point Stars. And Prasoski back in to serve it away. Prasoski serve. Picked up in the back middle, driven across by Morvick. Morvick will get the kill. 17-15. Kearney Catholic with the lead. As back and forth we've went, Stars were up 15-10. Central Catholic got three in a row to cut it to two, and we've exchanged serves since then. Number 21 for Morvick to serve it away will be Sadie Gehring. Gehring floats it over to Studi. Here's the back set, right side, close to the net. It's tipped over by Anna Squires. The double block was there. She knew she didn't have any room. She had to hit it off that block and just rolled it off the arm. And Anna Squires, that is her first kill of the match. She had a couple of nice plays earlier, but that's her first kill. Whitney Colling now on the serve at 18-15. Golka off the mark in a back row, and the Crusaders have to pass it across. They run into each other, but across it comes. Connor short set middle. Oprick will get the kill. Time out. Grand Island Central Catholic. Fourth kill of the game and 12th of the match for Callie Oprick. This will be the final timeout by the Crusaders. It's Grand Island Central Catholic up 2-1, but Kearney Catholic leading at 19-15 in the fourth here on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Again, a big thank you to all the sponsors, Athletic Director Howard Schumann, and the fine folks here at Central Catholic, bringing you what's turning out to be a heck of a match. Game 4, Kearney Catholic 19, Grand Island Central Catholic 15, but the Crusaders are up 2-1, so the Stars need it to force a fifth game, and Whitney Colling serves it across to the outside, Benton, and Benton gets the kill in the corner. There's some controversy on the call, but in the net is going to be called on Grand Island Central Catholic. There's some conversation between the officials. The up official wants to talk to her partner here. I think she thought there was a conversation. This may get overturned. I'm not sure that anybody really saw where the ball was, and then we had an in-the-net call. So now the officials are going to discuss. Big point here. Stars either are up five or the Crusaders cut it to three and get the serve out of the timeout. Again, Crusaders are up 2-1. I wouldn't override a replay here. Let's see. Nope. They're going to call it good and give the ball to Grand Island Central Catholic. So Emma Benton will get credit for that kill. And now Benton will go back to serve it away. 19-16, Kearney Catholic. And Benton now ready to serve. Emma fires it back middle to Studi. Here's Connor. Sets middle and it'll be tapped across by Oprah. Golka hustles to go get it. Now it's going to be an outside attack. Morovic, she'll drive it down and good. And Sam Money Morovic cuts it to two. 19-17. Benton on the serve. Stars trying to stay alive. And they're going to go ahead and call a timeout right here. Just that whole point that they discussed kind of took a little air out of the gymnasium. So Coach Connor, with two timeouts remaining, decides to use one right here. 19-17, Stars up in the fourth set, but the Crusaders lead it 2-1.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
That was really just a let's refocus timeout. There wasn't much X and O going on there as Benton serves it across. Studi back row attack dug out there by Gehring and returned long on the swing from the left wing by Morvick. A rare miss from Sam. And Kearney Catholic will keep a 20-17 lead. And in to serve, Mackenzie Smith had an ace the last time she was back there. And we'll try and extend the Kearney Catholic lead and get us to a fifth set. Down the middle of Golka. Good pass that time. Lowry outside. Morvick off the block. It's popped up in the air. Calling digs to the outside. Maddie Squires off balance, but found a way to get it in. Maddie Squires, fourth kill of this game and her 10th of the match. 21-17. Substitution Crusaders, because they're out of timeouts. So I slow it down a little bit, bring Ostick back into the front row. Smith with the serve. Good, strong, deep one. Gehring just about fell over trying to pick it up. It's passed across. Free ball here for the Stars. Dumped over by Connor, but there was too much air under it. So the Crusaders got a chance, and they'll tip it over with Ostick getting the kill. And that's just the second kill for Allison Ostick. Only four players have kills tonight for Central Catholic. That's not what we saw from them earlier this season, but it tends to be what you see from the stat sheet there. Ostick, Craddock really been there, but Ostick, just her second. Serve across. Here's Herbert. Blocked, an ace block. There's Craddock again. Elise Craddock with her second ace block, and we're back to a two-point game at 21-19, and that's Lauren Webb back there again, the most dangerous server so far this evening for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Webb serve across to Herbert. Here's Connor setting to the outside. Page half swings it across, set to Morvick. Morvick through the double block, and it's a one-point game. Sam Morvick, and again, Grand Island Central Catholic has scored three in a row. 21-20, and Webb now serving for the tie deep in game number four. And the serve down the middle, picked up Studi. Connor backs at right side. Maddie Squires mishit it into the net. We're all tied at 21. And let's see if the timeout comes here. Doesn't look like it. And a chance for the Crusaders to take the lead. 21 all Webb. Right down the line. Smith had to play it. Set it to Squires. That one's down and good. Maddie Squires, that is her fifth kill of this game and 11th of the match. And the Stars cling to a 22-21 lead. Needing to win this game to force the fifth, Crusaders trying to send everybody on the GI side home happy. And Studi, with her first jump serve of the night, fires it over to Morvick. She makes the dig. Set back to Sam. Perfect on the left side. Popped up to Smith. She makes a nice save of the back row. Studi returns. Floats over, though. Morvick has to dump it across. Connor's ready. Colling sets. Here's Teal on the outside. Blocked! Ali Stratup is there again. And it's 22-all. Great job of turning the defense into offense. And finally, a big play there for the Crusaders. And Kelsey Flaherty now to serve. 22-all. Flaherty's serve down the right side. Picked up there by Herbert. Set it back to Page in the middle. Floats it into the corner. Golka got a hand on it. Crusaders can only tap it across. Here's Connor. Trying to dump it over again, and oh my, did she find just a sliver of land inside the line. Shayla Connor, ninth kill. That has to be a career best for her. 23-22 Stars. And the serve, Shayla Connor. Flaherty has it close to the net. Gehring digs it out, has to be passed over. Free ball here. Studi to Connor. Slide Herbert, right side. Termination, Paige Herbert. And it is game point. Kearney Catholic, 24-22. Shayla Connor on the serve. Trying to send us to a fifth game. Crusaders await the serve. Connor, short serve, nobody gets it. It's an ace. Shayla Connor with her second ace. And Kearney Catholic holds on to win game number four. 25-22, and two of the most tradition-rich programs in the area should go to five, and that's where we are at right now. 25-22 Stars, two games apiece. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Here's a quick look at the stats. I don't know what they put up between the fourth and fifth set, but it wasn't 3 minutes. 15 kills for Grand Island Central Catholic. They had two ace blocks. And as far as ace serves goes, it looks like one. Six kills in that game for Sam Morvick. Two ace blocks for Gradup and three kills. Five kills for Emma Benton. For Kearney Catholic, it was Kylie Teal with a service point. Morgan Studi, a service point. Whitney Colling had five service points, six service points. One was an ace. Shayla Connor, two service points. One was an ace. She had a couple of kills. Maddie Squires, five kills. Callie Oprick, an ace block, four kills. Anna Squires had a kill. Mackenzie Smith, two service points. One was an ace. Paige Herbert, three kills. 16 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes the fourth set. 25-22, and we go to a fifth. GICC and Kearney Catholic go to a fifth set here, and we'll bring it to you next.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangement, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at Roses for You.
Time's underway. Grand Island Central Catholic served, and they'll get the first point on a kill from Allison Ostick, just her third of the match. And that is the first time in all five sets the Crusaders have scored the first point. And the serve is Emma Benton. Benton serves it across. Here's the set. Maddie Squires drives it near side. Benton with the dig high in the air. Lowry sets it outside to Morvick. Her attack is going to be off the back row and good. Sam Morovic with a match-high 24 kills, and Central Catholic is up 2-0 out of the gates quickly. Kearney Catholic did get to choose which side, and they chose the side to our right. All four sets have been won by the team on that side. And here's Callie Oprick getting a kill. And Oprick with her 13th kill. That now leads the way for the Stars. Paige Herbert has 12, 11 for Maddie Squires. For Central Catholic, the 24 for Moravec. I've got 18 for Benton and 11 for Granum. Mackenzie Smith with the serve. And the pass off the mark. Central Catholic's going to have to just bump it across. Chance here for the Stars. Connor slide. Herbert block. Herbert can't save it after that. And it's an ace block. And it looks like it's going to go to Moravec. Sam with her second ace block of the match. And it's 3-1 GICC in the fifth. And here's Lauren Webb with 16 service points tonight. And that one's an ace. They let it go and it's right on the line. That is actually the first ace for Lauren Webb out of her 17 service points. When we're done, the Bisco Sports postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews, so stay with us. As we went to five between Kearney Catholic and Central Catholic, Connor sets it, Squires. Squires is blocked again. Sam Moravec, it's like somebody put some new springs in the shoes of the Crusaders. They are really getting after it. 5-1. And Webb on the serve, trying to extend it. That one is deep. And out of bounds it goes. But Webb once again does her job, checks out, back in Allison Ostick. And then they take her out for the libero, Katie Golka. It'll be Morgan Studi to serve. Crusaders up 5-2 in the fifth. Again, we only played a 15 in the fifth. Here's Lowry, set outside. Moravec up, ball down. They can't stop her. Number 25, Sam Moravec, already two kills and two ace blocks here in the fifth set. And it's 6-2, Grand Island Central Catholic. And it looks like they're going to leave Laura Lowry in to serve. Lowry's serve, right at Herbert. Connor sets it outside for Teal. Teal blocked again and now dumped over Herbert. Somehow dug out by Granup. Now Moravec with the swing, dug out by Studi. Dumped into the net by Connor. First time she's had that tonight. And let's see if we get a timeout. Yes, we will. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. Grand Island Central Catholic off to a great start here in the fifth set. Crusaders 7, Stars 2. We'll be right back.
Homecoming is just a few days away. Give yourself a day of beauty and pampering from Master Stylist Salon in Grand Island. For the perfect style, for nails, massage, waxing, tanning, and now with an in-house massage therapist, Master Stylists is the salon for you. Make an appointment now and find out for yourself why salons may come and go, but Master Stylists in downtown Grand Island continues to be a favorite. Find them on Facebook or stop in at 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
We come back to action. Herbert on the attack. It's overpassed and a free ball put away by Shayla Connor. And so the Stars get the 10th kill from Connor and out of the timeout do get the ball. But Grand Island Central Catholic leads it 7-3 in the fifth. Shayla Connor to serve it away here. She floats it across to Flaherty. Here's the set outside. Moravec. Moravec just off the back line. And an attack error gives Kearney Catholic their fourth point. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Grand Island Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shayla Connor's serve is going to be an ace. That's the third service ace for Connor. And just like that, out of the timeout, the Stars get three in a row to cut the lead to 2-7-5. They're no stranger to five sets. These teams have played a lot of five sets in the state tournament. Not always against each other. Moravec in the middle, and she puts it into the net. And just that quick, it's a one-point game, and Coach Sharon Zavala has to call a timeout for the Crusaders. In 1 minute's time, Kearney Catholic rattles off 4 points. We're in the fifth set. Grand Island Central Catholic 7, Kearney Catholic 6.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As always, be sure to tell the many fine sponsors thanks for allowing us to bring you exciting high school sporting activities. Right now, it is game five, even at two apiece, obviously. Grand Island Central Catholic won the first and third. Kearney Catholic the second and fourth. It's 7-6 Central Catholic with Shayla Connor serving here. And GICC out of the timeout, driving across. Smith got an arm on it. Studi runs all the way off the floor to get it back in play. Passed across barely by Connor. Crusaders try to go quick. Outside, Morvick on the attack. Upped again by Smith. Studi sets. Teal, all she can do is tap it across, and it found its way to the floor. Two Crusaders dove after it. So you can't fault them for the hustle, but then they banged into each other, and we are tied at 7. 5 in a row by the Stars to get back in it. Connor again floats it over to Flaherty. There's a good pass to Gehring in the middle. Gradup tries it down, and the Crusaders regain the lead. Elise Gradup with her first kill of this game, but her 12th of the match. Midway through game 5, and the Crusaders have an 8-7 lead, and it's Morvick to serve. That means Benton's in the front row, strong at Studi. Bump set to the right side for the 10-foot line. It's floated across by Herbert. Crusaders go outside. Benton has to tap it. It was too close to the net. Teal with the dig. Connor sets back row for Studi. It clipped the net, and Flaherty digs. Here's Gehring outside. Benton over the double block and finds the corner. Emma Benton with her 19th kill. Benton and Morvick combined have 44 kills in the match. 9-7 Crusaders. Morvick serve. Ace. Her fourth of the match. And 10-7. Kearney Catholic trailing on the road. Grand Island Central Catholic trying to find a way to win it. Drives it across on the serve to Smith. Here's Connor. Decided to dump it across. That one was a little easier for the Crusaders. Morvick will roll it over from the back row at Connor. So Studi sets. Anna Squires on the right side. Tips it far corner. Morvick got it, but now they got to run it down. They pass it over. Free ball for the Stars. Smith to Connor in the middle. Herbert blocked. Smith saved it. Shoved over Squires. Huge point. Crusaders to Benton. She'll take it off the block. Dig is made by Kearney Catholic and Teal. Tipped over Herbert. Great rally going here. Deep in game 5. Benton will finish it for the Crusaders. When you scrap that long, eventually you're going to have a wide open spot on the floor. And Emma Benton with her 20th kill. Timeout on the floor. Grand Island Central Catholic 11. Kearney Catholic 7 in the fifth. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, a volleyball match that is going to be over 2 hours long by the time we finish it, but no surprise between these two outstanding volleyball teams that have been well-tested, not only the best in Class C, but seeing some A and B competition. And Grand Island Central Catholic now has an 11-7 lead over Kearney Catholic in the fifth set. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show right now. Sam Morvick trying to keep it going for the Crusaders. Drives it across to Smith. Connor sets. Right side, Herbert. Runs, tips, but it hit the antenna. She made a long run, and then when she went for the power tip, she took it off the antenna. And now the Crusaders are up 12-7. Morvick on the serve. Trouble in the back row. Stars have it, but they're going to have to bump it across from all the way from the back line. They do. Picked up their Golka. Slide right side. Grad up, and it is down on the line and in. Just barely hit the tape. Gradup was able to cut it in, and it's now 6 in a row by GICC, and they're up 13-7. And it looks like the first Class C regular season loss for the Stars in almost 2 years. And Central Catholic with Morvick serves it over. Back set right side. Teal over swing, and it is into the net. They didn't call it a block. They said it's into the net, and it is match point. Grand Island Central Catholic. They were up 7-2, tied 7-7, and now have scored 7 in a row. Moravec on match point. Over to Smith. Connor sets outside. Here comes Whitney Colling. She's deep. She's out of bounds. And Grand Island Central Catholic has won the match 15-7 in the fifth to improve to 11-6 and drop the Stars to 10-6 on the season. We'll figure the numbers, bring you all the stats, interviews, and more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Stay with us.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, they've been taking care of high schools and athletes of the state of Nebraska for decades and continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Five sets here tonight in Grand Island Central Catholic is able to get the win 15-7 over Kearney Catholic by scoring the final 8 points of the match. We hope to be able to chat with both of the coaches, Sharon Zavala of Central Catholic and Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic, here in just a little bit. Plus, we're figuring up the stats. We'll get those to you in a moment. But that fifth set, a lot of long rallies. We really didn't get that throughout the night. The big rally came by Grand Island Central Catholic in the third set. They were down 14-9 and then rattled off 10 in a row to take a 19-14 lead. And then they were able to hold on for the victory, 15-7 here in the fifth set. Coach Sharon Zavala is coming up for just a couple of seconds to chat with us about the match and the victory tonight. A big victory for the Crusaders. We've seen Central Catholic with a couple of very nice wins so far on the season. And I think it needs to flip around there, Sharon. Sorry about that. We'll get that turned there for you and get everything hooked up. But Sharon, congratulations on a big win. You guys have had some battles, and tonight it was your turn.
It was. You know, we've had a lot of close matches, and our kids have really fought and clawed, and we did again tonight. But I have to decide on a lineup. I changed my lineup again tonight. So for like the fourth time, I've changed it. So we're getting closer.
You've seen since the opening night, when I saw you, you've really solidified with three main attackers right now. Are you comfortable with those three main attackers?
Well, I'm comfortable with them, but we still have a ways to go with our other middle, and she's very athletic, but she's never played the middle before, and she's coming along. And I think a full week of practice is what we need to help our hitters a little bit.
Third set, obviously the crucial turnaround. It was very even pretty much all night long except for the very end of the fifth, and then when you went on that 10-point run in the third, you'll have to get deep into coaching to me. It seemed that Kearney Catholic may have changed their lineup or changed their rotation at the start of the third set. What did that do, and what did you do to answer?
Actually, we changed our lineup.
Okay, you changed yours.
We changed our lineup at the beginning of the third set to get Sam. Sam was getting good swings. Black seemed to have trouble getting in time with her. So we just flip-flopped the lineup.
And it looked like you guys had a little more spring in your step going into the fifth set, even though you lost the fourth set. What was the talk in between game four and five?
Well, we felt like we let the second set get away from us. And, you know, our kids, like I said, we've had so many close battles that actually it has prepared us for a five, you know, five-set match. We had a five-set match with SCOTUS, and we've gone three sets. When it's a two out of three, it seems like we go three sets with everybody. So
Well, Coach, we won't keep you any longer. Big win tonight. Conference tournament right around the corner. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Sharon Zavala, head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. They win it tonight in five sets. And we will talk with Coach Chris Connor, look at some of the other stats. Stay with us. This is the Misco Sports postgame show.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. While we await Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor, let's take a look at the numbers that I had in the fifth set. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had one kill. Shayla Connor, four service points. One was an ace. She had one kill. Slide down to Callie Oprich. She had one kill in that game. And that seemed to be the end of it here. If I figured that out correctly, that's three kills, no ace blocks, and then one ace serve from Shayla Connor. For Grand Island Central Catholic there in the fifth set, just a couple of runs. They got up 7-2, and then they scored the last 8 points in a row. And Sam Warwick was seven of those. Obviously, she had a huge fifth set. She had seven service points. One was an ace. She had two ace blocks and one kill. Allison Ostick had one kill. Lauren Webb had two service points. One was an ace. Also, Elise Gradup had two kills, and Emma Benton had two kills. So if we've got that figure right, six kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves as Central Catholic wins the fifth set by a score of 15-7. We'll be back, talk with Coach Chris Connor, and give you the cumulative stats right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. A great varsity match, competitive match that went over 2 hours tonight in Central Catholic beats Kearney Catholic 15-7 in the fifth. Coach Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic joins us. And Coach, been a while since a Class C team has beaten you. Been a long time since somebody in Class C besides SCOTUS or Central Catholic has beaten you. But you'd kind of had the chips here the last few times, and Central Catholic found a way to do it tonight. What was the difference?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of just kind of odd. I mean, there was a lot of long runs there for both teams, and it wasn't really necessarily one rotation. We just we've kind of been playing that way all week, I guess. Really seemed like we were always on defense, never really could get on offense. And you know, at some point, we got to have some more consistency, especially probably from our outsides.
You hadn't played much, but Centura and Wood River, very competitive teams since your tournament, but this is kind of your downtime. You're not playing tries and tournaments and stuff like that. Did that attribute to the slow start at all?
Yeah, maybe. You know, we typically kind of try to down it just because the first 2.5 weeks we load up pretty hard. And so now we usually slow it down, and maybe it has something to do with that. I don't know. We just seem sluggish on defense. Offense just never could get any consistency. So, you know, hopefully we snap out of it here in the next couple of weeks.
You hung on to win game two, and then GICC. I knew there was some strategy going on over there because I saw you and Amy talking quite a bit. Sharon kind of changed her rotation a little bit. How did that change what you guys did?
Yeah, you know, their outside hitters, I thought, did a great job. And we had quite a few blocking errors early. And, you know, we talked about trying to time better and press a little bit longer so we didn't have those errors. But, again, it just seemed like defensively we weren't transitioning maybe deep enough to really get an effective pass.
Fifth set, boy, that was quick. And you fall behind, then all of a sudden you run off 5 in a row like in a minute. And then they call the timeout, and then it was all Central Catholic after that. It seemed too quick to get any kind of reasoning behind it.
It was. It was just a bizarre set. I mean, start out zeros, and, you know, they jump out 7-2, and then we caught back up and ends 15 set. It's just, and that's kind of, I mean, there were a couple other sets there where you saw those long runs, and, you know, we just, you know, you can tell we're young. We get frustrated, and we just need to find that go-to person.
Well, they definitely, Central Catholic, had go-to girls in Benton and Moravec. You were a little more balanced, and there's sometimes a gal's out of rotation that she comes in, gets you 4 or 5 kills in a game. I guess when you know that there's only one big hitter in the front row, what was the problem with trying to get a stop on them tonight, I guess?
Yeah, you know, we cheated our block over, but we still, you know, didn't have really that great timing that we would have liked to have seen. And it seemed like if we got a touch on the block, it was sailing past our back row. So I think we were probably up a little far. But, you know, all in all, it still comes down to, you know, if we get a pass in system. When we're in system, we feel like our middles do a pretty good job. We just probably didn't pass well enough tonight.
What's the good until you go see the stats, until you see the film maybe a little bit? What did stick out on the positive side tonight? Because, again, it's a 5-setter against one of the best teams in the state. So what stuck out?
Yeah. I thought Shay did a great job. You know, she came up with a lot of points. I don't know how many kills she had.
I had her for 10.
Yeah, I think that's probably a record for us for any setter for the last 20 years to have that many kills in a game. And so I thought she stepped up big tonight and had some contribute a lot offensively. You know, she doesn't want to. She wants our hitters definitely to take the lead. But, you know, I think they're still maybe a little bit scared, and we have to get that look out of our face and be that go-to player.
Okay, you go up Thursday to play Ord and Donovan Trumbull. Been some good matches there, and a little preview on that.
Yeah, I mean, Ord's definitely a team that we're going to have to look out for. You know, we played them once already, so, you know, when they are in system, they've got 3 hitters across the front that do a nice job, and they try to run a lot of quicks, and Wendy does a great job with them. I haven't seen much of Donovan, but, you know, they're having a great year so far.
All right. Well, we'll make the trek up there on Thursday and see you again. So get some rest. We'll see you in a couple days.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Connor, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They suffer their first Class C loss of the year tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic in 5 sets, 15-7. And we'll give you all the final numbers and wrap things up. Stay with us on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show one final time. Let's take a look at the final overall stats for this 5-set match. 3-2, Grand Island Central Catholic wins it. Here are the numbers I had for Kearney Catholic. The freshman Kylie Teal had 5 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Whitney Colling had 10 service points tonight. 1 of them was an ace. Shayla Connor, as Coach Chris Connor just said, probably had one of her most outstanding matches. She served the ball well. She attacked well. She set well. She ran all over the court tonight. I had her for 11 service points. That's tied for the team high. She had three aces. She had an ace block and a career high 10 kills. And as coach said, that might be the most kills by a setter in her tenure as the head coach. Maddie Squires, she was hot early and then was good in the fourth set. She had an ace block and ended up with 11 kills unofficially in the match. Callie Oprick had an ace block. She had 13 kills. Anna Squires, one kill. Allie Prasoski, four service points. One was an ace. Mackenzie Smith tied for the team high in service points with 11. One of those was an ace. And Paige Herbert, five service points. Three of them were aces. She had an ace block, and she had 12 kills, which was one behind Oprick, who led the team tonight. Unofficially, I had Kearney Catholic for 52 kills in the match. They had four ace blocks, and I had them for 10 ace serves, which was pretty solid in the match tonight for Kearney Catholic. Three from Connor and three from Herbert. As Kearney Catholic will fall to 10-6 on the season, as we said, they'll drive up to Ord and play on Thursday night in a triangular. The first match is Donovan Trumbull and Ord at 5, then Kearney Catholic and Donovan at 6, and Kearney Catholic and Ord will finish things up. For Grand Island Central Catholic, I had Sadie Gehring with 9 service points. Only time she scored on her serve was that 10-0 run midway through the third period that took Central Catholic from 5 down to 5 up. So she had 9 service points. One was an ace. Kelsey Flaherty had 1 service point. Sam Morvick, she's the story tonight, as she is a lot of nights for Grand Island Central Catholic. I had her unofficially for 16 service points. 4 of them were aces. She had 3 ace blocks and a match high 25 kills. Allison Ostick, 3 kills. Lauren Webb led the team in serving tonight. I had her for 18 points. One of those was an ace. Elise Craddup, whenever they needed something, she seemed to find a way to get in there. 1 service point, 3 ace blocks, and I had her for 13 kills. And then Emma Benton was the 2 and the 1-2 punch with Morvick tonight. She had a total of 9 service points, 2 of them aces. She had an ace block, and I had her for 20 kills in the match. Overall tonight, I had Grand Island Central Catholic with 60 kills, 6 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves as the Crusaders improved to 11-6 with a 25-20, 23-25, 25-20, 22-25, and 15-7 win over Kearney Catholic. Up next for Grand Island Central Catholic, they will play 1 week from tonight down the road at Hastings against Adams Central, and then the Centennial Conference Tournament gets underway on the 10th. Good news for the Crusaders this year, they get to host the championship day of events on the 12th, and that should be some great, great volleyball. A couple of other scores we had tonight. Grand Island had a Class A top 10 matchup with the folks at Lincoln Southwest, and Southwest won that match 15-12 in the fifth tonight over Grand Island in Hastings St. Cecilia. They were a winner over Wood River tonight. Hastings High picked up another win tonight over York. Gibbon was a winner over Kennesaw tonight. Donovan Trumbull beat Ravenna in some of the other volleyball action that was going on this evening. As I scan a couple more of the scores here, Southern Valley beat Franklin and Northern Valley of Kansas. Franklin also fell to Northern Valley of Kansas. Wood River also beat Silver Lake and Superior tonight. Ord was a winner in straight sets over Boone Central, Newman Grove. So those are a few of the finals here tonight. We're glad you were along with us. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping you geared up for the games for years, and will continue to do so at their Ord storefront location. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll be back with you Thursday from Ord as they host Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. Friday football, it'll be Amherst at Shelton here on Classic Hits, and Kearney Catholic at Minden on ESPN 1460. A 5-set win for Grand Island Central Catholic over Kearney Catholic. Until Thursday, this is Doug Duda saying have a great night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.